All right, it is a brand new episode on the Colored Boys Experience The Lost podcast. Trust me, this episode will bless you greatly. So all you have to do is to just open your hearts to listen and learn. That will help you a great way. And for those of you who are just listening to my podcast for the very first time, my name is Dilo, the official host of the Colored Boys Experience The Lost podcast. Now, allow me to ask you, how are you? No lies, no pretense. How are you? Normally, when people are asked how they are, everybody sells the masked and pretentious response of, oh, I'm good, oh, I'm all right. And deep down, you know it is a lie. I know this is a very mutual topic, meaning it is a reality that everybody, both young and old, passed through. I thought it best to bring it today. Let's talk about it, both of us. Sometimes I know people ask me how I am doing, or you know how I am, and I also don't answer genuinely. In so many occasions, I have deleted long chats that I have been typing for a long time, trying to explain to somebody or to tell somebody how I'm actually doing beyond the max or behind the max. The reason is because I get scared. Just like you do, I also get scared of sharing how I truly feel on the inside with people on the outside. There's so many reasons why, you know, I get scared. And then one of those reasons is I look at people with a particular idea in mind. This ideology is that almost everybody is broken, and this has absolutely nothing to do with their financial capacity, how much they earn, or if they are broke or they are not broke. They just have one or two things bothering them beyond their own control. Also, the country itself is not even helping. Let's just face it. The condition of Nigeria makes it worse for people to think straight. This particular reason is a major reason why I, you know, look at myself and I say, why add burden to people? I personally, I would not want to be a burden to people. So I keep whatever it is I'm passing through to myself. Another reason is I get scared of people misunderstanding me or not understanding at all. You know, sometimes you tell people things or tell people how you are feeling, and instead of them to relate with you, to try and understand, some of them misunderstand you, and you're like, oh, instead of me to share this particular experience with people who may end up not understanding me or misunderstanding me, it's better let me keep it to myself. Okay, let's get a quick scenario. Now, imagine telling somebody how life has been unfair to you, probably how you've run into loss and, you know, you are stuck, you don't know what to do, and they automatically assume this one wants to beg me for money, when genuinely you're not coming from the point of, not like you would turn down an assistance, but you're just looking for somebody who will tell you from a point of understanding, that they truly understand what it is you're passing through, and you would definitely pull through. Another reason why I, you know, will hold, I think, like I said earlier, it's something mutual. When I talk of I talk of me, I talk of you who can actually relate to what I'm saying, is fear of being judged. There are some things we pass through, they are very heavy to listen, you understand? So when you're telling people about it, first of all, we don't always want to share the dirty parts of our lives, at least not with somebody who would want to be loud mouthed about it. And the truth is, we often don't know who we end up telling who about what we just told them. You know, there's the saying that says your best friend has a best friend, or the friend you trust have a friend that they trust that is not you. So what if they tell that friend? They might not do it in a way to hurt you or as a gossip, or probably they may want to do it to help you or to hear insights of people about it to get back to you. But then you are scared of telling them because you don't want to be judged about it. Not everybody have their intentions, just like the way you shared it to them or the way they shared it to the other person or the third party. And it keeps you in your shell, it keeps you in your heart, you understand? It keeps these experiences bottled up, sealed away from the public. You know, we are not supposed to act weak, because when you act weak, people tend to want to take you for granted, which is not entirely true, but there's this mindset that there's somebody out there trying to take you for granted if you appear weak. And one of the signs of not being weak, in quotation mark, one of the signs, because I'm putting it in quotation mark because it is not entirely true, is you don't show any sign of weakness. And telling people how you truly feel has been linked to weakness so many times. Now, we can only pretend that everything is all right, but the truth is, even our inner man can get so clouded with emotions and experiences that the best of us, who takes out our time to make sure every other person is okay, find it difficult to see hope when we are supposed to do. What we need is somebody who can be there to tell us everything is going to be all right, genuinely. This person is non-judgmental and full of encouragement. It is necessary that this person has a mutual energy, or the person gets a mutual energy from us too, so that it's not going to be one-sided. The problem is, how do we find this right person? That's where God comes in. That's where foresight comes in. You understand, you don't know the in and out of a person, and this is why it is necessary you need somebody who knows people in and out to be able to select those that will not judge you, those that will be all loved up with you, those that will all support in you till you get back to where you need to be emotionally. There is only one person. I don't know, everybody has, you know, the right to decide who they turn to for guidance. So then me, I have chosen to tell God about how I feel and tell him to help me get people I can physically talk to about what I'm passing through. Because if you want to take all in and absorb all in a bit to be strong, you will be broken. Now, you see, in spite of all I go through, I have learned to talk to God about how I feel, or rather how I truly feel. There's no pretense with God. I can talk to one or two friends that I know that are equally broken as I am. Not just random friends, but people who have built trust in me over the years, as I have also, you know, built trust in them. People who are open to a common goal of being emotionally healthy at all times. This particular scene has helped me to overcome the guilt that comes with hiding my true feelings or my true situation whenever I am asked how I am doing. I just pray and I hope it also blesses you. Alright, thank you for listening to today's episode. If you had listened to this point and you enjoyed this particular episode, please do not forget to put down a comment for me, and don't forget to follow me on our social media platforms, including Spotify. I would ensure that I leave the link in the description box so that it will be easy for you. And I pray that you have a blessed week. Do not forget to anticipate the next episode. Bye for now.